Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the first revelation of the Quran. Now, it is generally understood that Surah Iqra, which begins with the words Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq, it was the first revelation which was sent to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this regard, there are two views actually. The first, which is the dominant view, says that the first five verses of Surah Iqra were revealed, and the other view is no, the whole surah was revealed. So the first says that the first revelation consisted of the first five verses of Surah Iqra, and the second or the other view says that the whole of Surah Iqra was revealed as the first revelation to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the reason that this is presented as the first wahi is that there is a narrative in Bukhari, in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, which says so. Now there are a number of questions which arise on this narrative, and unless those questions are answered, one can safely conclude that both these views cannot be regarded to be reflective of the fact that these were the first revelations which were sent to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The primary view, as I said, is the first of these, which says that the first five verses of Surah Iqra were revealed first to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, this would mean that the surah was revealed in two installments, for the first five verses and next the rest of the surah. Now, the next of the surah, which is the sixth verse, begins by the word kalla, which means certainly not. Now, of course, it would be absolutely inappropriate to think that a second installment would begin by the words certainly not, and which again shows that this surah is actually so well knit that this surah cannot be divided into two. It cannot be regarded that it was revealed in two separate installments because of the uniformity and harmony and closely knitted verses of this surah. As I said, the word kalla, which is the sixth verse, with which the sixth verse begins, it would be absolutely inappropriate to regard the word kalla to be the beginning of the second installment, because the word means certainly not, and certainly not, of course, has to be a negation of some previous statement, which, of course, was not revealed in that second installment, was revealed way back in the first one. And this would, of course, render this surah, this whole idea, as absolutely absurd. Now, as far as those people are concerned who say that the whole surah was revealed first, then, of course, this particular objection stands answered, because in that case, the whole surah is revealed first, and there's no problem in that. But the other objection which would then arise is that this surah is absolutely inappropriate to be the first revelation because of the very stern tone adopted by the surah. We know that the prophets of God, when they begin their preaching, the tone which they adopt is very, very conducive. It is very, very soft. They very softly and very earnestly call the people towards the truth. And this tone, which is found in this particular surah, it is only adopted when they see that their addressees are deliberately trying to avoid the truth, or they are trying to deliberately deny the truth. So the stern nature in which, of course, the addressees are scolded, we can easily see with a good translation of the surah that the temperament of the surah, the tone of the whole surah, is like a rebuke. People are being rebuked for their wrong behavior. So it is absolutely inappropriate to reveal a first revelation, to send down the first revelation in which people are being rebuked. So they should only be rebuked once the message has been put across and they are adamant in not accepting it. Rebuke comes after that. There is no. What is the reason of rebuking people in the very first revelation? So this is the objection which we raise on the fact that Surah Iqra, if it is revealed in one installment, then of course this cannot be the case. Now let me point out another objection, which applies to both these groups, and that is there is a verse in the initial part of the surah which says, "Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam," which means by revealing the Quran, the Almighty taught man. Of course, by man it is meant the first addressees, the Arabs which were there present before the Prophet. So the verse says, "Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam." By the Quran, the Almighty taught these Arabs what they knew not. Of course, this would mean that a significant portion or a very healthy portion of the Quran would have been revealed before this. Otherwise, why would the Almighty say "Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam"? It means that the Almighty has taught something already from the Quran, and that can only happen if some portion of the Quran, some guidance of the Quran, has been revealed before this verse has been revealed. And this verse is actually a comment on that portion, that the Almighty, by revealing that previous portion, has guided man to what he knew not. So this again is an objection which applies to both these groups. And all in all, we can safely say that in the wake of these questions, Surah Iqra, or even the first five verses of Surah Iqra, They cannot be regarded as the first revelation. Now, if this is the case, then what or which exactly is the first revelation? The question would, of course, arise. Here I would like to point out that the opinion of the majority of the exegetes of the Quran is that the first revelation was actually Surah Fatiha. And befittingly, it is placed at the very beginning of the Quran because Surah Fatiha is a prayer for guidance. And that guidance has been answered in the form of the Quran. So that is why we find the Surah Fatiha is the first revelation which is also placed at the beginning of the Quran, because during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was as if the Jews and the Christians had totally squandered the guidance of God, and a fresh guidance was needed. So this is the prayer which actually asks for that fresh guidance, and the Quran itself is an answer to that prayer. So that is why, as I said earlier, the Quran is like an answer to the first prayer, and that is why it's the first prayer of Surah Fatiha is placed as the first surah of the Quran, so that the relationship between that first surah and the rest of the Quran is evident, that it is actually the answer to that prayer. The whole of the Quran is the answer to that prayer, which of course was the prayer for guidance. So the rest of the Quran is that guidance for which the first part or the first surah had asked for. So I would like to conclude this talk by saying that the correct view in this regard is that the first revelation is Surah Fatiha and not Surah Iqra or even the first five verses of Surah Iqra. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات